Well, let's begin. So I don't know how many of you were on the Zoom call last week, but it was pretty interesting the message that came forth about rest. And the Lord kind of reminded me of that message and then tied it together with what I'm going to talk about this time. And so they're kind of connected and they're kind of related. And so what I want to open with is I want to just read some scripture addresses for you guys. I won't read them, but these are the ones that the Lord showed me regarding rest. And so I think rest is a big important factor for the days ahead. And these are the scriptures that the Lord gave me. The first one is Proverbs 22:4. The second one is Proverbs 19:23. The third one is Proverbs 3:21 through 26. And the fourth one and last one is Proverbs 1, verse 33. And those are the rest scriptures that I got. And those relate to both rest and confident trust in the Lord. The other thing that the Lord showed me when I was going before the Lord on this Zoom call and what the subject and what he wanted to talk about, this and I find this real interesting. The Lord said, "Read the book of Hebrews in one sitting, beginning to end." And I mean, it's 13 chapters. It's not a gigantic book. But not only read it, but soak it in and have it be absorbed in you. And there's two or three different themes in the book of Hebrews, and one certainly is faith. The second theme is yet once more I will shake everything that can be shaken. But then the last theme is where the Lord says, "I will never leave you. I will never, ever leave you. I will never loosen my grip on you." So what I heard very clearly was, in the realm of rest, we are to sit down, read that book beginning to end, and just absorb the whole thing, and let the Holy Spirit, speak to you about rest and confident trust. So. From there, I kind of want to get into, what the Lord showed me for this time. And the name of this little message is Righteous Rebuilders. And so the way I kind of approach this is I ask the Lord what he wants talked about. He usually gives me like a topic, and then I keep asking him, what he wants spoken about. And so he starts to give me stuff, and then I write it down, and then I give it back to him, and I go, "Is this it?" So I give him a lot of chances to correct me and to steer me in a different direction. So I really take this process very seriously, and so I look at it like if I'm saying what the Lord doesn't want me to say, that's not going to go well for me. I'm not overly fearful, but I have the fear of the Lord. I carry the fear of the Lord, knowing that I can't just speak anything like willy-nilly, and I absolutely cannot speak from an emotional state. It's got to be from the Holy Spirit. So the topic that he gave me this time, it's called Righteous Rebuilders. And the first kind of image that I got in my mind when he gave me that title was the EF5 tornado that took place in Joplin, Missouri in 2011. And it was an EF5, and it hit the ground. It was on the ground for a long period of time. It was one of the most powerful tornadoes that's hit this country. The winds were in excess of 200 miles an hour, if you can imagine that. It was rated an EF5, and it was actually off the scale. It was higher than an EF5, but they don't have anything higher than that. And 100% of the city of Joplin was affected. 25% of it was destroyed completely. 75% of it was damaged. There were 161 people that lost their life. And it was just a absolutely devastating storm. And so the Lord brought that to my attention, and he had me focus on the rebuilding effort that actually took place in that town, after the fact. And believe it or not, a similar event took place a few months later in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. They also had an EF5 tornado. They also sustained a lot of damage, but the two towns rebuilt completely differently. Tuscaloosa, Alabama didn't take the approach Joplin did, and it took them years to rebuild, and a lot of it is still not rebuilt. And Joplin took a different approach. Everybody kind of rolled up their sleeves, pitched in. It was a 100% community effort. Of course, there was a lot of federal aid that came in, but they rebuilt that town in a very short time frame. They got the emergency services and the emergency facilities going right away, and it's an unbelievable story on how quickly and how effectively they rebuilt that town. And so the Lord had me kind of like focus on all that and how important rebuilding was. And so the sense that I am getting is that there's going to be a pre-storm condition, and that's rest. And we're supposed to understand that in front of this storm, we are supposed to know how to absolutely put ourselves in a position of confident trust and rest in the Lord. And that we're not to be startled, when the storm hits. And then we are supposed to be prepared to be the righteous rebuilders that put things back in place. Now, when I use that term, like righteous rebuilders, there's a spiritual aspect to that, and there's a physical aspect to it. And one of the things that I want to talk about is a component of that and what that rebuilding looks like. A couple weeks ago, Janet and I were going over a dream that I had back in April, and it's real interesting. The dream was on April 11th, and if you look at the number, that's 411. And what's 411? If you guys are old enough to remember the same thing I remember, 911 is emergency. 411 was directory assistance. And so I kind of took the 411, title on that dream, and I kind of looked at that dream as it was kind of like directory assistance. And I won't go into the dream right now, but it was very telling as to what we were all looking at and what we were all realizing at the same time. And it had to do with an oncoming storm that was obvious. So that's a story for another day, but it reminds me once again about the storm that's coming. And I have to be real careful about how I talk about this, because I don't want to put people in fear, but I don't want people to be, and I don't think the Lord wants people to be startled either about what they start to see around them. We are kingdom people. We are his kids. We will probably witness this, but if we remain in rest, we're not going to experience the storm the way some other people will. So the Lord was very succinct about that message and very wanting me to like understand that there are people that have been designed to be righteous rebuilders for the days that are coming. And there's a financial component to that. And so, and what, and you know, while this may sound unbelievable, to some of you are actually called to be righteous rebuilders. And there's a financial component to that. And you know, you may like shake your head and go, ah, I don't know if that's me or not. Some of you will actually, your spirit will kind of rise up and you'll agree with what I'm saying because this is something that you've felt for years. It's something that it's been kind of, you've been conflicted about this because your natural circumstances don't support what you're hearing in your heart. And so some of you have been called to be financial righteous rebuilders in the fact that finances will come through you, will pour through you, but it may be you may feel conflicted right now because it's not showing up in the natural that way. Your situation may look completely different. Well, consider this. You have a destiny that's been pre-established. What if the enemy is trying to keep you from walking in that destiny, and any financial difficulty today that you may be experiencing is just simply a signpost along the way to try to get you to agree that that is not your, that, you know, that financial, being a financial source is not your destiny. And remember, the only enemy or the only weapon that the enemy has is to lie to us and get us to agree with a lie. So the Lord really wanted me to remind you know, several of you that you may have been called into a destiny where you are a financial fountain for things that are going to need to be funded. Things are going to need to be funded. Things are going to need to be rebuilt. You know, in the building business, and I'm very familiar with the building business, oftentimes one of the first forms of construction is demolition. You know, there's a lot of times where you're going to have to take a building down because it's in the way. There's nothing usable in it anymore. And many of our systems and means and methods today are dilapidated, broken, and not fixable. And so the only way that we can move into, you know, what the Lord wants to do with America, there's going to have to be some selective destruction take place. Some systems, some structures are actually going to have to be, you know, brought to the ground. And it's not something that man can do. It's something that the Lord has to do. And this is something that the Lord will do. And so there's a leveling that's probably going to take place. But our part in that is some of you are called to be righteous rebuilders. There's some of you that, this has been like burning. And you know, there's one name in this group that keeps coming up in me, and it's Kim with a school thing.
That's interesting. I thought the same thing.
You know, I mean, I keep every time I I stay on this message, Kim's name keeps coming up, and she wants to build schools and teach kids in a different way. And boy, is that needed in today's education system today. So it's like, she may feel frustrated and going through like fits and starts, but I feel like her time is like coming. And I feel like she's not the only one. There's other people that have this inside of them, and it's like kind of like bubbling up. And so the Lord wants us to not be focused on the storm, but to be focused on what we've been called into to become like a righteous rebuilder. Now, let me reference a scripture, Ephesians 1:11. That's an easy one to remember, Ephesians 1:11. And I like to read out of the Passion. So out of the Passion, it reads, through our union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as his own inheritance. Before we were even born, he gave us our destiny, that we would fulfill the plan of God, who always accomplishes every purpose and plan in his heart. So what's real interesting is I kind of stay on what the Lord wants me to talk about. And as I kind of drill into it, the Lord consistently adds scripture or stories or something, an article or something that supports what he wants to talk about. Well, that happened again. And a lot of you are familiar with Lance Wallow and probably, follow him or watch him on occasion. On Rumble, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, he had two sessions on with a gentleman by the name of Mark Nuttall. Now, Mark Nuttall is an economist. He's a Christ follower, and he studied under Milton Friedman. Very, very, very knowledgeable. And he also had a hand in the destruction of the Soviet Union in a very unique way. So if you didn't have an opportunity, I would go on Rumble, look up the Lance Wallnau, Mark Nuttall video, and there's two of them. Both of them are very interesting. But he talks about, and they both talk about the pending storm and what's coming. And they don't speak of it as a like devastating thing for Christians. They speak of it as, this is like a tool, but then their Christians are called to be righteous rebuilders. And they reference that. So I thought it was real interesting that it's the kind of the same exact message that I got from the Lord, paralleling the exact same thing. And one of the stories that the Lord brought to my attention. So lots of times we have a destiny, and the biggest impediment to our destiny is our own opinion of ourselves and what we think we're capable of and what we think we're talented in or not talented in. So sometimes we're our own worst enemy, and sometimes the Lord just has to, convince us that he wants to do more with us than we want to do with us. And the story that comes to mind is the one with Gideon, and that's found in Judges 6, verses 11 through 16. And I'll just read it. This is out of the Amplified. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abizite, and his son Gideon was beating wheat in the winepress to hide from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of fearless courage." Now, at that time, he was cowering inside a wine press, hiding from the Midianites. The Lord shows up and calls him a mighty man. And Gideon said to him, "Oh, sir, if the Lord is with us, why has all this befallen us? And where are all his wondrous works of which our fathers told us, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hands of Midian." And so, you know, Gideon was challenging the word of the Lord that came through the angel. So the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in your might, and you shall save Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you?" Gideon said to him, "O Lord, how can I deliver Israel? Behold, my clan is the poorest of Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." The Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man." And it's, I mean, there are people right now that have been called to step up like Gideon, and you don't feel it. And your natural circumstances do not demonstrate that right now. But there's something inside of you that is rising up, and you need to listen to that little small voice that is calling you up to like a higher position. The enemy at the same time is going to try to pound you down and make sure that you don't hear that voice. And he's going to try to show you everything that's happened in your life and why you're not qualified. But we know how the Lord works. He uses the people that are, he qualifies the unqualified. Okay? It's all about the hearts, not about our qualifications. It was about our qualifications. Nobody could be used. But it's all about the heart. So I really think that there's two positions here. Number one, we have to understand rest. We have to understand that we put our life and our future in the hands of the Lord. And that comes through loud and clear in the book of Hebrews. And so read that, let that sink into you, and then pay attention to the still small voice where you may be called up to something higher. You may have had a thought that's rolled around in your mind for years, but it's never really been demonstrated to you in the natural. So you've tried very hard to dismiss it, but it keeps popping up inside of you. And you kind of fight it, and you kind of go, this, you're arguing with the Lord. You're kind of being like Gideon, and you're going, "But you know, I'm the weakest of the weakest tribe." And the Lord is continually kind of like bringing it up inside of you. And so now's the time to pay attention to that. And if you want to read another good story about a righteous rebuilder, that can be found in Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah. And I don't know if you know much about the actual wall that he rebuilt, but he rebuilt a wall that was 2.49 miles long. It was 8 feet thick and 40 feet high. And he did that without heavy equipment and any form of mechanization in 52 days. Now, being acquainted with the building business, I look at that and I go, that is pretty phenomenal. 2.49 miles of wall, 8 feet thick, 40 feet high in 52 days. So it's not your ability. It's the ability that the Lord has put inside you that gives you. It's all about your heart, and it's all about what you've been called to do. So I think, you know, we're coming into days where we're going to see some pretty unusual things, things that are not normal, things that we don't have any baseline for. There's a tendency to be startled as we observe things, but that's where the rest comes in. That's where We place ourselves in the hands of Jesus and we trust him implicitly for our needs and for everything around us. And then mentally we hop over the storm and we think, how can I now bring something out of the ground that's righteous that the Lord designed me to do? And I'm telling you, I know for a fact there are people in this group that are called to be righteous rebuilders. And you're going to even surprise yourself because you're not going to think that you are capable of that. And the truth is, you're not. It's because what the Lord does through you that gives you that capability. So before I end and kind of close in prayer, I want to ask anybody, does anybody have any questions? Or is there anything that you want to talk about or maybe ask me about relative to this particular message? Is something bubbling up inside of you that you never could explain, but it's coming closer to the surface right now? And I know there's a couple of you out there.
I just want to say thank you because this seals very solidly many, many things that the Lord has said over the years that, quite honestly, I didn't even remember. So I just want to say thank you for your
It's
faithfulness.
Kim. Yeah.
So Kim,
Yeah.
I mean, I so feel the Holy Spirit on this. You are not to be discouraged. Your day is coming. Everything that you've worked on, everything that you did faithfully, it's all going to be used, and your day is coming. And
Pray for her. I think we're supposed to pray for her.
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll call meditation.
All right.
I was just going to say that. Let's pray for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
So,
should.
Janet and I want to pray for you.
Well, we all, let's all come in agreement. Everybody on the call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Heavenly Father, Lord God, there are so many things that we don't understand. And oftentimes we don't totally grasp the destiny that has been put inside of us according to your word, according to Ephesians 1:11. Lord, I can see the destiny that has been placed inside of Kim.
Yes.
And Lord, I pray that she would not only see this and understand it, but that her heart and her mind would come into agreement with that. And she would put all of the things that are required in the Lord's hand, and that she will just be a faithful servant going forward and doing everything that the Lord tells her to do. Because I believe it's going to be a step by step, and I believe that wall, that building is going to be built one step at a time, and you're going to use her faithfulness. And Lord, I thank you that you put it inside of her. I thank you that it is something that can't be suppressed. And it's time now to come out. It's time to come to the surface. It's time to thank the Lord for that burning that he put in your heart, Kim. So we ask this now all in Jesus' mighty name.
See if anybody else has something for Kim.
Does anybody else have a word for Kim?
Okay, I'm just gonna I've got a little something.
All right.
So Kim, I really sense that you know what Jim was talking about with the rest thing? When Jim was talking about the whole rest thing, I really sensed that you the Lord is taking you into this place of rest. What I saw was even that you were gonna get like I know you've had ideas before and things, things he's given you, but I saw them come to like in like down on paper in a plan. I actually saw them starting to be built Because I actually saw all these like buildings pop up around you. I don't know what the buildings represent right now, but I feel like they have to do with that what is he's establishing through you and in you and in your in the work he's given you. And so I just want to pray in agreement that Father, we just thank you for this time of rest and total, you know, it's funny because Jim and I haven't talked all week. He's been so busy. And the word confident faith was the word I kept getting all week. So I pray that confident faith, that confidence that you've made these plans. I pray, Father, right now, that as Kim is in your perfect peace, your perfect rest, that the confident faith and trust in you and what you are doing in her and through her. Father, I just see it sprouting. I just see it like breaking, groundbreaking, and that it's rising up in you and through you. And Father, we just thank you for this. We praise you and thank you for what you're doing.
Yes. Anybody else?
Yeah, I was just going to say something, Kim. So, you know, when Jim started kind of first talking to you, what I really saw was you were taking actual bricks out of your heart to build with. You know, and I think it's because I was reminded of the verse about being rooted and grounded and built up in his love. And you have done this. You have done this day after day, year after year. You have rooted and you've been rooted and built up in the Lord. So you have the bricks within you. And I just saw that, you know, you were just taking them out of your heart and putting them down.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Boy, thank you.
And so, you know, I really think we have to ask the Lord to reveal, you know, our destiny to us again, and to kind of bring it front and center, because some of us, and I'm guilty of this also, where you may have heard from the Lord, but you kind of tamp it down pretty hard, you know, based on life circumstances. And, you know, you think what you see and what you witness is who you are and where you're going. And the Lord wants to break that. He wants to, you know, have everybody now clearly understand why they are walking on the face of the earth, what they have been specifically called to do. And the world is going to need many, many, many righteous rebuilders, and that takes many forms. So, you know, I want to, you know, encourage you to spend time with the Lord. And, you know, one of the things that I have prayed in the past is I've asked the Lord to, you know, give me a glimpse and show me what's written about me in his book of life about me. And I know it seems kind of like wild, but it's like, hey, if I could get a glimpse of how you see me, I could begin to change my attitude about myself.
I think you should pray that for everybody.
Yeah. So there's a blessing that I want to pray over everybody. And this is found in actually in the end of Hebrews. It's Hebrews 13, verses 20 and 21. So this is a blessing that I want to pray over everybody. Now may the God who brought us peace by raising from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, so that he would be the great shepherd of his flock, and by the power of the blood of the eternal covenant, may he work perfection into every part of you, giving you all that you need to fulfill your destiny. And may he express through you all that is excellent and pleasing to him through your life union with Jesus, the Anointed One, who is to receive all glory forever. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I just have this sense that the Lord earnestly wants to bring people forward into their destiny, because he needs all of us to create a righteous city, a righteous world, a righteous country again. He needs our hands and feet. He needs our destinies to come forth now and to build, to be righteous rebuilders for the days ahead. Now, on his part, he is going to vindicate. He's going to bring justice, and he's going to do things that man can't do. And in the construction world, you know what? He's going to demo that old, dilapidated building that's in the way of the big new structure that needs to go there. So if we understand that as a big picture, and we ask the Lord to really show us, I mean, it's almost like, you know, I got a picture of like a bulldog on a pant leg. You're biting onto the pant leg, and you're not going to let go until the Lord tells you why you were created. You're just going, Lord, I'm not going to let go of this one. I need a glimpse. I need to know why I'm walking on the face of the earth. So he will be faithful, and he will show you, and it will come to you in unique ways that have his fingerprints all over it. So I'm excited for the days ahead. I'm excited for many of you, because he has a way higher opinion of many of you than you do for yourself. And you're going to be surprised in what he's called you into. So let me close in prayer, and then.
Does anybody have comments?
Jim, I just had a quick question. Are your previous talks, are they on the Spirit of God Worldwide websites? I haven't seen them. Are they posted?
Well, we're trying. We're certainly trying to do that.
Okay.
We've got some, like, you know, electronic difficulty, but we're working our way through it. And I think we're over the hump now, so I think this one will get, like, postal.
Okay, great.
Last month's too. Yeah. Oh, because Lori got it.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah.
So last month's will be posted too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Cool. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Anybody else? Any questions?
Yeah, Mike, I got something that I want to bring up. As a kid going through school, my early years in school, I was always a bad math person. I always had trouble with my math. And middle of the year in junior high and seventh grade, everything just seemed to click. I never could understand what happened, or why it happened, or, you know, whatever. But I could, from that point on, everything I touched math-wise was correct. And I didn't even have to try. It just came to me.
There you go.
And yeah. Now, with what you said tonight, with the financial part of the rebuilding, it almost makes sense to me that I might be one of those people.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
We agree.
Yeah, we agree with that. We agree with that.
Good.
I mean, you know, I mean, the Lord, on the financial side, he's looking for people that he can just shove massive dollars through. And you're like the, you know, you're like the fireman with the fire hose, and you're going, like, where do you want the water, Lord? Like, where do you want it? Where do you want me to point it? You know?
Yeah.
Where do you want me to? And your biggest problem is going to be, it's going to start piling up, and you're not going to know where to put it. And you're going to be frustrated because you don't you want to get, it's your heart to dispense what the Lord puts in your hands.
Okay.
You know, and
yeah,
and those people are kind of like few and far between. There's a lot of people that have sticky fingers, and you know, for some reason, it doesn't quite flow the way it should.
But it doesn't have to always right. be about finances, or
no.
can be other
no.
giftings that are in you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Finances is one of it, but let's take Kim for example.
Yeah.
Like the correct education for kids is like burning in her heart.
Yeah.
Right? So so other people have different things that the Lord wants to bring out. I just happened to talk right. about those too, but
yeah. Yeah. It just effort. It just clicked. It makes sense.
So like, let's go back to when you struggled with math, right?
Right. Right.
So
yeah.
So the enemy sets up these signposts, and you read the signposts, and then you kind of go, okay, I'm not very good at math. I never. So he kind of takes that agreement and he works it against you for a while. But the Lord, through His mercy, broke through all that.
And was right. And I think you might remember. I do in my age, but. It was right when they turned the new math around, and they turned everything over, and it was a whole different way of doing math.
Yeah.
And they changed everything, and it was shortly after that. I mean, nobody could ever help me do my homework or anything. So, yeah. And it was just all of a sudden, nothing. I mean, it was nothing.
Yeah.
It was easy as pie.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's the Lord.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's a good story.
Breakthrough.
Thank you.
Breakthrough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pay attention to that.
I will.
So what you think is your upper limit, where you think you've maybe arrived, there may be several other places more where the Lord wants to take you. So this could be just the beginning, not the ending.
Right. Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
We agree.
Yeah, we agree.
We agree you. With you. We yep, agree with you. God. We agree yeah. with you.
Yep.
Yeah, amen. Thank you, God.
Anybody else? Well, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, let me pray and we'll talk to you guys again next month. So Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. We love you. Lord, you're so full of mercy and grace. Like, you know, the 23rd Psalm, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And Lord, there's days when I feel like goodness and mercy just, in spite of me, it just hunts me down and tackles me. And Lord, we thank you for your overwhelming, overpowering mercy and grace. Because Lord, we didn't deserve it. But because of Jesus, Lord, we can stand before you and we are righteous. So we thank you for Jesus. We thank Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. And Lord, I pray that everyone on this call and everyone in the sound of my voice, that they would now be called up into their destiny, that they would begin to see things in a very unique way, that they would have the aha moment. That's why I'm here. That's why I was created. That's why I'm walking on the face of the earth. And Lord, I pray that not only would they have a realization, but that skill, that ability, that thing that you've called them into, that would be refined and honed and perfected, and it would be hugely useful in the days ahead. And I ask this all now in your precious Son Jesus' name. Amen. Well, guys, thank you for coming on a Friday night, and we'll go back to the Thursday next month. So.